Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you got your head on straight? That's my question, because that's the question I sometimes have to ask myself. David, do you have your head on straight? Are you thinking clearly? Is your mind framed up right? Are you looking at things the right way, or is something out of whack? I know I have that question, and I'll bet you do too. And you know, when it comes to your money, you better have your head right, right? Right? Okay, good. So you agree with the premise of my next guest. Her name is Kim Addis. Her profession, she is a president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching and Journal Engine Software. The website is frameofmindcoaching.com, and the book is What You Focus On Grows. Love the title of the book, and I love having you on the program, Kim. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to you.
No, me too. I love this. So thank you. So tell us a little bit about your background. And I know a little bit, but I'd like to hear a little bit about your story. And then we'll talk about what you're doing with the book. And then we'll give people some tips on things they can do to frame up correctly.
Okay. Well, I've been coaching for about 8 years. I have a team of coaches that work with me at this point. And we typically like to coach people who are really, really driven and people who want to achieve extraordinary goals, and somehow they're struggling or they're a little stuck. That's our target market, people who envision themselves in another place than where they are right now. I love working with that particular market because I find that there are a lot of talented people who are just kind of spinning their wheels, and what happens for me when I coach them is that I really get to learn a lot about their expertise, but at the same time, we get to propel them really rapidly to a new place. So that's what I do. That's my background a little bit. I've been doing it for a while, and I absolutely love it.
That's really cool. Well, yeah, I was talking with a client the other day, and or a prospective client, and it was funny because we got into a conversation about what they did and what I do, and I said, you know, I have to confess, I love what I do. I love helping people with their money. It's a joy, and there's never been two things, people's situation that are the same. And I get paid for doing that, and that is really cool. So I can hear your passion and what you do in helping others. I want to ask you a question, Kim, before we get going too far, because I think it really speaks to the heart of what you're doing every day in helping people, you know, look at these things and get where they want to be. Is why do capable, intelligent, hardworking people, why do they spin their wheels?
That's such a good question. What it boils down to is this. I think that a lot of people know what to do in order to achieve their goals, but somehow they can't get it done, or they lose sight of it. They lose their direction. And the reason for that is their thinking. And so our thinking is responsible for all of the results in our lives. So look at your life, look at the good stuff, look at the bad stuff, and know right here, right now, that all of the things in your life, all of the experiences, all of the relationships, all of the financial success or struggle is all a result of or a function of your thinking. And so when we want to help really smart, intelligent people to shift from where they are to where they'd like to be, we have to look at how their thinking created their current circumstances and start to make minor shifts to the way they think, what they believe to be true, how they look at the world, their interpretation of their past experiences and so on. The way you think drives your results. That's it. It's a very simple formula.
I think, therefore, I am.
I think, therefore, I be. How about
that? Okay, I like that. I like that. Excellent. If you're just joining us, Kim Addis is our guest. She's president and founder Frame of Mind Coaching and Journal Engine Software, frameofmindcoaching.com. The book is What You Focus On Grows. Let's go ahead and grab a quick break. We'll come back and we'll dive in more with Kim. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. Kim Addis is on the line with us. We're talking about Frame of Mind Coaching. So I got kind of dove in there, Kim. I couldn't help myself. There's a lot more good information on Kim's website, frameofmindcoaching.com. And of course, the book, What You Focus On Grows, which is really puts a very good fine point on our attention and how we think. And we think, therefore we be. I like that. So tell me, Kim, more about, I guess, let's maybe give some examples or break it down a little bit. How about somebody who's out there who is caught at a crossroads? Let's say that they're not sure whether they should leave a job, go to another job, start their own business. Maybe it's a life decision, a personal relationship, staying in a marriage, getting divorced. Somebody at a crossroads, what do you say? Because they're right there and they're going, I can't figure out which way to go.
Well, here's what happens, right? We get clients, and at the very beginning, they may say, here's what I want, here's where I'd like to go. But what we discover is that often what they say they want at the beginning of coaching isn't what they truly, truly want inside their heart and soul. And so what we want to do is clear that up. A lot of us believe that we need to have certain things because, you know, that's just the way our life is supposed to go. That's what's expected of us.
Okay.
That's what where the world takes us, because that's where the world has taken everybody else. And so the first thing we want to do is really get to the core of what is it that you really, really want in a clean manner, stripped of all the expectations of the world, stripped of all the beliefs that you have that tell you these are the things that you should want. So that's question number one. So when we boil it down, what is it that our clients really, really want? The second thing is, why hasn't the client been able to achieve those goals or live in that vision? And what we find is that most people, all of us, have a set of beliefs that tend to slow us down. And those beliefs come from a bunch of different places. They come from our parents. They come from our environment, the television, newspapers, magazines, our conversations, our past experiences. And those beliefs really interfere with our ability to take the actions we know we need to take in order to reach our goals. And so one thing that I want to do is start to identify or find those limiting beliefs in my clients. And the way we do that is through a very, very specific process. But so to go back to your initial question, a client is at a crossroads, and what we want to do is figure out, you know, if they have a bunch of different options accessible to them, is what is it that they really, really want, and what are their values, and then we can look at all those options, and it becomes a whole lot easier to make a decision based on clean thinking, if you will.
I like that. Well, on that same point, I guess, you know, probably part of what you can distill out with this process you go through is it simply somebody who thinks that the grass is always greener, or maybe they're just, you know what, maybe they're just bored?
Well, you know what I see more than anything else is that we have clients who really, really want to be somewhere else doing something else, but they don't think it's possible, and they don't think it's possible, or they have fear, and those fears come from a number of reasons. You know, I don't have enough money, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the experience, it's an unstable decision, I'm supposed to be in this other direction, I've been working in this other place for so long, how can I just switch gears, and on and on and on. So people walk around with a whole bunch of ideas and thoughts that simply prevent them from moving in a new direction, if that's what they really, really want.
Kim, how often is money the stated or real limiting factor for people that are in this kind of situation you described?
You know what? Is it the real limiting factor? Money is never a real limiting factor. It's okay. The beliefs around money that are the real limiting factor.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I understand.
We have beliefs that there's never enough. We have this belief around scarcity. We have a belief around it's going to be hard to make the kind of money we need to make. We have beliefs around how much money am I worth? How much money am I worth investing in? You know, I'll tell you something. Our coaching fees are pretty high compared to maybe some of the other coaching companies out there because we deliver phenomenal coaching. But, you know, people have no problem taking vacation and spending thousands on a week-long vacation. They go, they have a great time, they rest for a week, they come back, and they're right back where they started, right in the rat race.
People, I mean, the running joke, of course, in my business or the financial world is people will spend more time planning that vacation you just described than they do planning their retirement.
Well, that's right. And so for me, it's like you have to spend time really taking a look at how your thoughts drive your outcomes. And that's worth it because your whole entire life, everything, your health, your financial well-being, your relationships are dependent on that one factor.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, Kim Addis is our guest. She is president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching, frameofmindcoaching.com. And her book, which we'll talk a little bit more about when we come back from the break, is What You Focus On Grows. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Kim Addis is my guest. Frameofmindcoaching.com is her website. And we're talking a little bit about the, we're jumping around a little bit and talking about the way we view things and how that affects our lives and the way we think about them. And we talked about, you know, the investment. And, you know, we do need to invest in ourselves, Kim, right? I mean, we've got to take that time. And because I've done what you said, I take the time, I take the vacation, I recharge my batteries. It lets the clutter, what I call the background noise, fade away, and the things that are most important kind of come to the surface, and I feel recharged when I come back to work to, you know, help my clients and focus on my business. But I'm hearing you say we need to take a few more steps in that.
Well, you know what? We want to take steps that will have a long-term impact, right? So vacations are important. I love vacations. They're fun. They're enjoyable. They're memorable. They're all of that stuff. But sometimes the effect of their vacation is short-lived. Mm. And what we want to do is we want to find things out there that really leave a mark that is long-lasting, lifelong-lasting. And there's no question for me that really taking a close look at your thinking will have that long-lasting effect. That's what we do in coaching.
That's very, very interesting. Well, let me ask you this. I know that you've worked with literally hundreds of people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so doing that, you've worked with them closely in your coaching career, and the question I wanted to ask you is, what have you learned about the way people think? Do a lot of us think a lot alike? Is it a wide range of thinking? Give me some perspective on how different or how similar are we, or can we be grouped?
Well, look, let's do it a little bit differently. We all think a little bit differently, and the reason why we think a little bit differently from one another is because we have different inputs or different influences, different backgrounds, different experiences, different parents, different cultures, different.
That's our
program. So we all come to the table with a different kind of combination of thoughts that create who people are. But what I found is that people have a lot of similarities when it comes to their beliefs about who they are and what they mean in the world. Right, so we all have experiences, we all tell stories about those experiences, and we all allow those experiences to create a reflection about who we are and our importance in the world. And what I find is there's a great similarity among people in that area.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, what would my listeners be surprised to hear about what you've seen coaching people in this area? I mean, has anything surprised you?
Well, I guess I've seen so many different coaching stories, right? People come with all kinds of different struggles. I've seen it all. So, you know, that stuff doesn't surprise me. What I think listeners would be surprised to hear is that they can create a transformation quickly. I think that's the greatest surprise. You know, you've taken many, many, many years to get to this point. And sometimes when we look at our lives, we say, how did we get here? How did things get to this place? The big surprise is we can create a shift relatively efficiently and quickly if you're willing to kind of roll up your sleeves and do the self-reflective work that's necessary. Heat is often a surprise.
Yeah, and that was the next question I was going to get to. Was a couple things. One is kind of a comment. You're not talking about a bunch of just, you know, some, because I've heard, we've all heard this, you know, some sort of self-talk that's going to make us, you know, more successful. There are exercises, there are things that people can do to help them with their frame of mind.
Well, what you're talking about is affirmations. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what we hear. You know, some of what I think people, it turns people off, or they think that some. So, but you're talking about something very different.
Yeah, I'm talking about something very different, and I'd love at some point to address the concept of affirmations, because I think that that people have affirmations, have an idea about affirmations that causes a huge problem that I don't disagree with, but. To go back to your question, here's what we do when we coach people. We usually take them through a 10-week coaching period. There's a call once a week with a coach. Every call is recorded so that the client can listen back and extract from it again. But in between every single coaching call, we ask our clients to journal in an online journal where the coach reads the journal. So the coach asks questions, the client answers the questions, and there's a dialogue that happens virtually every single day in between every single coaching call. Now, what's the purpose of that? The purpose of that is to find and extract, highlight the beliefs that give fuel to the behaviors that people live with day in and day out. We can find those beliefs, whether they're conscious or unconscious, and shed some light on them and start to shift them even a little bit. What we find is we get really dramatic outcomes.
Interesting. People get very focused and very clear.
Well, you know, you don't know what your beliefs are because you've never really taken some time to examine them, again, both consciously and unconsciously. And when all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, I'm walking around with this belief, and this belief doesn't really work for me. It actually really, really slows me down. And if all I need to do is shift it just a tiny bit, I create a huge amount of space and opening, and things start to shift and new things start to happen in my life because I don't operate in that same old way. If I want to get new results, I need to operate differently. And I can't just take different action. I need to think differently in order to take action that's sustainable.
Very good. Find the delete button for that bad piece of belief that's not helping.
Well, it's not only just delete, right? It's replace.
Right, exactly. Okay, let me use a better analogy. Find and replace on my word document. If you're just joining us, Kim Addis is our guest. She's president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching, frameofmindcoaching.com, and the book is What You Focus On Grows. Another quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Kim Addis is our guest today. And I want to ask you real quick, Kim, about, you know, we talk about your frame of mind coaching and that's your business and you have a team helping you do that. What is the journal engine software? Is that the software you meant, the interactive part with the coach that you talked about?
That's right. I mean, it's a platform that we built for use with our own coaches.
Interesting.
With our own clients. So clients come onto the site, they have a place where they can journal privately, and coaches will receive their journals privately and respond privately. So it's this interaction that happens between the coach and the client. Having said that, Journal Engine is a piece of software that we now license out to other coaches, speakers, trainers, one of the things that I do and I'm really passionate about is teaching other coaches all over the world to include journaling in their coaching process.
Very interesting. Yep, I've seen that website too. You've got both. That's very interesting. So, okay, so that explains how. So here's a question that comes to mind, and I'm sure you get this a lot, Kim, is where's either the separation or maybe another way of asking is where's the overlap here with counseling? How do you draw that distinction, or is there some similarity here?
When you say counseling, do you mean therapy? I just want
to
be...
mental health counseling, therapy, helping. I mean, it almost sounds like to some degree that I don't want people to get confused about that.
Yeah, that's a really great question. Now, I'm not an expert on therapy, but I have been there. And there are a few issues related to therapy. Number one is therapists typically focus on the problem. What's wrong? What's going on? You know, what's causing this problem? And in coaching, we're interested in the problem, but our focus is on the future, on moving forward, on moving past the problem. And so that's a huge distinction right there. We're focused on wellness, whereas opposed to therapy is often focused on psychosis or illness. And that's a huge, huge distinction. The other thing is, just from a really practical standpoint, I got divorced, and when I was going through divorce, I went to see a family counselor. And I remember the first, few times it was really great. I went there and I poured my heart out and it felt, good as a release. And then after 3-4 times, I kind of felt a little weird about this particular relationship. I was going there, sitting on the couch and pouring my heart out, but I was not receiving anything in return. And I remember by the 5th session, I went in and I sat on the couch and I said, "So, what's new with you?" And I felt like there was a weird kind of inequity in this relationship.
Yeah.
Well, in coaching, that doesn't exist, at least not in frame of mind coaching.
Right.
It's really important that there is a relationship between a coach and a client, and that's why we have such frequent contact. There's so much sharing. There's so much exchange going on, and it's the intensity, intimacy, the power of that relationship that allows the client to get transported to this transformation in a new place. That's a huge distinction.
Yeah, that is a big distinction, because I think that's a natural question for people to ask, and it's important to draw the distinctions, and because it does sound like your process is, I haven't heard anything like it, and of course that's part of why I wanted you to be on the program, and also because so much of the way we think and our beliefs obviously has an impact on our finances, and it's a natural tie-in. But one thing I wanted to ask you, Kim, is there a way for my listeners to get some exposure to this, to see if this is something that may be helpful to them?
Absolutely. Here's what I recommend. I recommend you go to the site, frameofmindcoaching.com, and right there on the site, there's an offer, there's an invitation to try us out for 6 days, complimentary, right? And what happens is, you go there and you get an assessment, and once we receive the assessment, someone will call you and assign you to a coach based on what you've written in the assessment, based on personality, that kind of thing. So we'll assign you to a coach, a real life certified frame of mind coach, who will contact you and put you in an initial 6-day program and give you a taste of what it looks like to journal daily and interact with the coach. At the end of the 6-day program, you get to have another call with your coach and review those 6 days to see what you've learned and identify some of the beliefs already that are standing in the way of your success. And after that, you can decide whether or not you want to continue in an actual 10-week program.
That's cool. That's very cool. And information about costs and all that stuff is on the website?
Well, it just depends on which coach you're working with, so it's a conversation.
Okay,
we're happy to have that.
That's good. We've got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you, Kim, if you could share, kind of give us an example, because that's exciting and it's interesting to be. It's a lot of empowerment of what is really what you're getting at here. At least that's the message I'm hearing. And any success stories you can share of, just kind of quickly, this is the kind of stuff we've seen that people do.
Well, yeah, I mean, the minute you start to think of yourself differently, the minute you start to see yourself differently, the minute you start to get results. So, I mean, in your case, I was working with a real estate broker who was constantly in the red. And after 10 weeks of coaching, that whole thing turned around. He started to make money. I remember one month he called me. He's like, "Kim, I had my best month ever. I have $100,000 sitting in my drawer." And I was thinking, what are you doing with $100,000 sitting in your drawer? But that was not a possibility before he was coaching. No way, no chance.
I like
it. I don't coach people on how to make money. I coach people in how to think differently about money, perhaps.
I like it. I like it a lot. Kim Addis has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She's president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching, and she's got that Journal Engine software, which, of course, is an integral part of that, frameofmindcoaching.com. And the book, What You Focus On Grows. Kim, thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.